Good evening and welcome to the Healing Codes Q&A for this Thursday evening. We want you to be able to get started and go deeper and ask a Healing Codes coach any questions you might have or any comments you might want to make about your Healing Codes experience. My name is Kay Spooner, and tonight where I am in the U.S., it is Thursday, April 4th, 2019. Again, welcome. I'm glad you're here with us, either in person or on the recording. This call is being recorded and will be available in the members section at thehealingcodes.com/home. Today we want to answer questions that might be in the way of your using the Healing Codes or Trilogy or any of our other products effectively. So I hope that you're here with questions, with observations from your own use or someone else's, with any other encouragement that you can be to others who may be just getting started on this process and need a little help being encouraged. So we ask you to do that for us and to be a part of this Q&A, of this getting started and going deeper. So let me read the disclaimer before we get further. Again, my name is Kay Spooner, and I'm a Healing Codes coach and in my about to finish up my 16th year. So tonight's session of the Healing Codes or Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The Healing Codes and Trilogy are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The Healing Codes deals with issues of the heart, and it's on those spiritual issues that we will focus our attention. So, again, welcome. I'm glad you're here. I see on my screen, I see names that I'm familiar with and some that I don't know because they don't even have a name. It's just a location. So I'm glad you're joining us this evening. Let me just check about the web to see if anyone has signed in over there. Okay. As is my habit and practice, I would like to go through a trilogy process with us, just this basic trilogy process that you could find at DrAlexanderLloyd.com. And trilogy is our latest enhancement and now the process that we encourage everyone to use. So if you are familiar with it, I'm really glad. If you're not, I'm going to go too fast for you, but I will try to give enough description that you can follow along. First thing is to get ourselves here together. We've all been doing something else up until time to get on this call, and we need to get ourselves realigned in space and time so that we're here together with people who have some understanding of what this process is about and that we can join our energy together, our prayers and our hopes and our visions of positive things and make it more effective, more powerful for each of us. So let's just do that. Let go of those things that had a hold of our minds and our bodies and our hearts a few minutes ago and get instead in this quiet and comfortable space with these people who are like-minded about the processes that we're talking about. Okay, take a deep breath in and out. Now just scan your body as you let that your breath out and just see where there might be tension, a little pain, a little discomfort, a little pressure. Just notice them. Okay. So now we're going to begin the trilogy process. The first part of the trilogy, of the three parts of trilogy, the first part is a tapping process, and it accomplishes opening, freeing the energy to move in and through our bodies a little more freely. So we're going to start tapping. We're going to tap with, I tap with my middle finger usually, and I'm going to start with the eyebrow, inner edge of the eyebrow near the bridge of the nose. We're going to tap 8 or 10 times. Outer corner of the eyebrow close to the temple. Now directly under the eye, be careful not to tap too hard there. Don't want to bruise you. Upper lip, right under your nose. Lower lip, chin. Collarbone, near the midline. Now down about 3 inches and out to the side of, towards your underarm, about 4 inches to this sore spot or soft spot. Center of the chest, thymus area, under the arm, under the nipple, now on the hand, palm down. I use my left hand to palm down and my right hand to tap beside the thumbnail nearest your body. Beside the index fingernail nearest your body. Same spot on the middle finger. Now slip around to the outside edge of your pinky and tap there near your nail. Now in that karate spot where you would imagine somebody breaking a karate board or doing a karate chop. Okay, the back of the hand where the tendons and bones come together from the pinky and the ring finger, about an inch up from the web of your fingers, begin to tap there, and we're going to do an eye exercise. So without moving your head, open your eyes, close, open, look down left, down right. Move your eyes up and over to the down left position and back up and over to the down right position. And now hum with me some kind of tune. And then count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out loud. And then hum again. Okay. Now we're going to do the healing codes portion, and we will do both hands bridge. And as we do this, we ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories that are in the way of our receiving what is offered and giving what we have to give this evening. Both hands, Adam's apple. And that those images be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth, love, and light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now, healing codes 2 position, left palm at the base of the skull in the back, right palm at the forehead in the front. And switch that position, left palm at the forehead and right palm at the base of the skull. Now, both hands we're going to put on the low belly. So left hand first, thumb at your belly button, and let the rest of the fingers just fall on your lower belly, and then the right hand right on top of thumbnails, pad a thumb on thumbnail, and let it fall on top of the other one. Now we'll do the third part of the trilogy, which talks to the chakras or the energy centers in the body and that river of energy that's flowing. So keep your hands in about the same position they were on your lower belly, except move them down as far as you can get them. And we're going to go up slowly and ask that this river of energy be powerful and abundant and filled with the love and light and life of God, that it would flow through these energy centers, they would be open and balanced. And we're going moving up the center line of the body. I'm at the throat now. I'm going to go over the top of the head, crown, to the base of the skull and hold for a moment. I'd like to take a deep breath there because I've been talking. I go back to the base, the lowest portion, the lowest position, and start again. We're just going to go smoothly right up this midline. Over the top, base of the skull. And one more time. From the base, low belly, solar plexus, heart, throat, crown, base of the skull. All right, relax. Take a deep breath in and out. And do another scan of your body and see if any, just notice if anything's changed. Feel any more relaxed or less relaxed, or if the tension's moved anywhere or dissipated or whatever. Okay. Thank you for that. Appreciate you joining me in that trilogy process. Okay. So your questions are extremely important. They're the way we guide the call and the way we make sure that you are encouraged and helped and that things that might be in the way of your progress can be moved and you can proceed to use your healing codes and other trilogy and other products effectively. So that's the aim of this call. It is we're here every Thursday afternoon and Thursday night, and it's our intention to help you and to let others on the call help you. I'm looking at my calling list right now, and there are people on this list who have been doing this nearly as long as I have, and so I will appreciate their help and comment when they have something that they would in their experience that they would like to share, and I certainly do encourage that. I'm going to check again to see about our web participants. Okay. All right. So if you have a question, a comment, please press star 2 on your phone. That will raise a hand on my screen with a number on it so I can keep track of who's in what order. And if you're on the web, please use the chat box to type in a question or comment, and I'll do my best to get over there and check regularly so that we won't leave you hanging and can work you into the conversation. So, again, thank you for those of you who are here. There are two things about people who are here often. One is that they often don't think they have anything to say because they've said it all before or they've heard it all before, and they're here just to be encouraged because there are other people doing this work. And then there are others who are afraid that they'll take up the whole time by their experience, and they don't want to do that. So please feel free to raise your hand and let me know why you're here. That would be helpful, and because you were brought to this call for a reason. And so we'd like to know what that is and see if we can fulfill whatever we have to give to that to satisfy that reason in you. And if it's just to be here and know that there are other people pointing their fingers at their heads and sliding their hands up the midline of their body and tapping on things and thinking it's a good thing, then that's a good reason to be here, because we certainly need to encourage each other to do those things that look kind of silly when we're looking at them in the mirror or on someone else. So thank you for being here, and I really do need your help to direct the call. So I would appreciate a hand up if you're ready, because I am. Come on, folks. Help me along. Why are you here? That would be helpful to know. Oh, I just lost somebody from New York. Hope she comes back. Okay. Is there anything that this season of the year stirs up in you that you find yourself, you notice yourself thinking of certain things or feeling certain ways that really aren't supported by the circumstances? Okay, good. Hello, Patricia.
Oh, hi, Kay.
Welcome.
I tried raising my hand before, but it didn't work on my phone because I had taken the earphones off at one point.
Oh,
anyway, it's me.
Okay.
So I hung up and called back. Anyway, it's me. And I have a positive thing to contribute, and then I have some help that I need. So first I'll say the positive. You know, when I bought the custom code in the December custom code for neurological issues, I did not have time to do it. I knew I'd need it. I wanted it at some point, but I didn't have time to do anything extra at Christmas. And to me, at December and at least a few weeks before our Christmas. So, but I finally got around to doing the actual. I found time to do the first two codes in the package, the issue that's bothering you the most right now and the issue for your whole life. But I finally did the actual neurological code. I have to say this was I was motivated because I had awakened with a ringing in my ears, like tinnitus, and I have never felt that. But I've had some issues with sounds in the last 5.5 minutes. Because of this odd sound in my apartment, I've had to wear an app and a white noise app all night long. So I was wondering if just having that on. Stuff. So when I woke up with this weird ringing in my head, I knew it was subjective. I knew it wasn't a real noise. I knew it was in my. I thought, okay, now I am motivated to go to that neurological issues code. And I mean, because it was, I didn't want to give in to say it was driving me nuts because I had already said that about the noise in my apartment for a month. The quota was filled for that. Anyway, so I did the code starting two nights ago, and then I did Molly. The ringing, I didn't even think about. When I think about the ringing, I can hear it. But the thing is, I don't have to always think about it. It's not that conscious a thing. But not only that, the best part almost is that I listened to a very scientific lecture today. And at one time, I would not have known what the heck that man was talking about. But today, I was like, I understood it, and it was like I was never good in science, but I understood absolutely what he was talking about. So this code is, you know, supposed to help with Alzheimer's, and that's why I actually bought it in the first place. Not that I know I have it, but I noticed certain. I certainly don't want to get that, and I've also noticed, you know, certain mental deterioration. Let's put it, you know, bluntly, I'm getting older, and I've noticed that my memory is just not what it was. But when I listened to this lecture today, I was so sharp, and I thought, wow, I wonder if it's that code. And I kind of think it must have been, because, I mean, this is like crazy science about geometry, and oh, I can't even tell you. But I actually understood, and not only that, on the first hearing, I'm going to go back and you know, get the details later. It was both scientific and esoteric. It was very interesting. Anyway, but the point that I could even sit through this thing, and it was like I listened to 1 hour of it yesterday at work while I'm doing the mindless part of my work, and then 2 hours today straight. And I'm thinking, my God, this is unusual for me to sit here and actually know what he's talking about. So
wow.
I don't know. I'm thinking that it might be that code, and I'm certainly going to keep doing it at least once a day for the 2 weeks, ideally more than once. I know that. But, you know, I'm working full-time, and I do it, you know. But once a day is I'll at least do it.
Yeah, that long
so
one.
I thought that
once
was,
a day is good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a 16-minute code. With
yeah.
me, he breaks once in between. So I'm doing that, and I was very happy about that. That's the positive thing. The thing where I need help is lately I'm having so many different issues with my physical health. And, like, how can a person, how would you, I mean, it's because I am still working full-time, it's a little bit difficult to work on every single one individually. And how would you address the fact that I have all these disparate issues to work on?
I'd put them in a bucket.
Yeah.
All this stuff that's come up lately.
Yeah.
You know, what
yeah.
what is the underlying cause, and fix the underlying cause of all this stuff that's
yeah.
come up just lately. That's
well,
what I would do.
You think God knows what I mean? I mean,
well, of course.
That's kind of vague.
What do you mean? Do I think God
well,
knows what you mean?
Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
If there's anything God
could,
doesn't know, I don't want him as my God.
I understand. Of course I understand that. It's just that it's kind of a big kind of way to address everything, and I thought
well,
it was,
if it doesn't suit your needs, then break it
yeah.
down as much as suits your needs. But it's not that.
Yeah, I guess I could say the various physical issues I've had lately.
Yeah.
I could just say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm also
whatever
working
you,
on a friend. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say whatever makes you feel like you've gotten close enough to it that it's defined for for your own system to work on.
Yeah.
It's not that you've got to explain to God. He knows exactly what's going on. What?
Yeah. Which code would you actually use?
Would the
universal code?
That's a matter of testing. Well, probably I would use the universal code just because that's so easy to do and it works so well into the trilogy.
It's an amazing
process,
code.
But it is. It is for sure.
Yeah,
I probably would use that one. If not, I'm getting a strong self-control one. So
I love that code.
So, you know, that might be the right one. I wasn't really testing,
it just
came to me.
Oh, are you able to test remotely and tell me? I mean, could you actually?
Well, I am, but we're not supposed to be doing that on this call.
Oh, okay, then no.
I mean, that's what we coaches do all the time, but
yeah.
I'm not supposed to necessarily do
I understand.
On this call.
No, then don't. No, sorry. So now if I do the self-control category, that's generally for musculoskeletal issues, which is still an issue, by the way. But I can also include, you know, a whole host of other things that are going
sure.
on. I'm having
sure.
visual issues and yeah, all these things, a lot
well,
of
Well, the visual thing I would put in your neurological when you're doing it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. I didn't realize that. That's
yeah, there's
good.
So much nerve stuff that goes on with
yeah.
vision.
Yeah.
That,
oh.
I mean, it's not all nerve stuff. I understand that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
there's a lot of communication that has to go on there to make vision happen.
Oh, now that's interesting. I will definitely mention that in my doing that neurological one. Good. Yeah. And then, of course, I'm still working on the back, although I think I may have mentioned it last time I was on this call, which was 2 weeks ago. I missed last week. I was getting ready for a trip. But 2 weeks ago I mentioned it. I'll mention it again. I was coding for my back. I've had a lower back pain for a while now, and it got exacerbated, I believe, from the job I have, which involved lifting heavy boxes. And anyway, but I've been coding for it, and it was interesting because then I was led to go to a neighborhood pharmacy and see what they had, like with patches in the back, you know, those hot mm-hmm. cold patches. And I said to myself, no, it's too much money to spend for like just two in a box or something, and then what? Then you don't have anything. So I was looking at their other products on that shelf, and I found a back pain cream. It said 100% money back guarantee, so I thought, why not try it? It was a reputable pharmacy, and
mm-hmm.
anyway, so I tried it, and by golly, it really works. So
well,
I was wondering
great.
If, yeah, it does. It's a palliative thing. It's better than nothing.
Sure.
It's a lot better than nothing.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if, yeah, about the connection between coding and then being led to buy this marvelous product. I mean,
I think. And Dr. Alex has said a lot of times, all good things work together.
Yeah.
And all good things are good. You know, we don't
yeah.
need to say that we can't use
yeah.
something like that in addition and along with, and,
yeah.
you know, or that we can't go to the doctor or because that shows,
right.
you know, some kind of
I know.
Unbelief in the power of what we're doing or,
yeah.
you know, we can't. Do yoga, or we can't, you know, not do yoga, or we can't go on a diet, or, you know, any of the things
yeah.
that are
yeah.
good for us are good for us,
yeah.
and we need to use them. It's my feeling that God has spread out his wisdom so widely and so thinly, mostly,
uh-huh.
that very few people have all of it. And
yeah.
nobody has all of it, but very few
yeah.
people are very deep in the wisdom that God spreads out. But he gives a little bit to a lot of people, and
yes.
if we get those pieces together, we can really be benefited, you know, just by adding them together, using them,
yes.
Using them as they're intended to be used, but not mm-hmm. just. You know, thinking we can only use one or the other.
Right.
So,
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I think we ought to use whatever good stuff there is.
Yes, absolutely.
And we each have to decide what good stuff is good stuff for us. But
that,
you know.
Yes, that's right. Each person has a connection to that, and making that the ability to make that decision for themselves. Yeah,
so,
thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you putting your hand up. That helps to see that little sign on my screen. Helps me feel like somebody else is helping along here.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that
a lot.
No problem. Everybody.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to mute you now if you got another thing, put your hand back up. So, is there another comment or question about along that line or something else that somebody would like to mention? If not, I'm going to take a little time to tell you what's been going on with me in the last few months. In October, I had my 70th birthday. So I had been, you know, I have not gone to the doctor very many times in the last 10 years or 15 years. And when I did go, they would say something about, have you had your colonoscopy and your mammogram and, you know, those things that they're supposed to ask about every time. And I just say, no, I'm not interested in having that. So when I had my 70th birthday, I decided I would give myself, for my birthday, I would give myself a mammogram and a colonoscopy and a DEXA scan for bone density. So I did those things, got those things done, and two of them were, one of them was excellent, beautiful. One of them was showing a little issue. The colonoscopy showed some cells that were in the process of moving toward cancer. And so I decided that I would use my halo light, my, you know, all the things that I have from Dr. Alex and whatever else and prayer and all that, and then I would do another one in 6 months or 4 months or whatever and see if anything had changed. And if it had not changed, I would go ahead and have surgery. And if it had changed to the positive, I would continue with that therapy and see if we could get it cleared up. Or if it had gotten worse, of course, we would do the surgery. But so that was my decision. That's what I told my daughter and others that I was planning to do. Well, I got this reaction that was just, how dare you? You know, how dare you play with this, they said. And my daughter has a tendency toward anxiety attacks. And so I was considering some more after I got that feedback and decided it was not worth putting her through 4 months of that anxiety and dealing with, because I wasn't going to be able to relax and really do my work the way it should be done anyway, and, you know, try to de-stress and all that, if she was feeling that way, because she does live with me. And so I reconsidered, and I went back to the surgeon and told him that I was ready to go ahead and do the surgery and get it done. So in February, I had a fourth of my colon removed, and it was not all affected. There was just one little portion that was affected, but with the colon, they have to take out to a certain point, or the blood flow doesn't get to the part that's left, and then you got a problem. So anyway, there's a certain place that it's kind of like trimming plants. You know, if you trim it the wrong place, then that it dies back a certain part before. If you didn't trim it the right place, then the part between that and the stem rots off because it doesn't have whatever it needs. So anyway, it's kind of that way. So they did the surgery in February, and it was all the affected cells, they said, would have, based on their experience and, you know, all the written information about it and all that and what they looked like, that the cells would have changed to cancer cells within 6 months. And I thought, you know what? I don't have any idea how long that's been there. It could have been in that stage for 15 years, and I wouldn't know it. But it could also be going along by their timeline, too, and I wouldn't know that either. So that was good. They took that out, and everything else was clear. There was nothing in any lymph nodes or anything. So it's all cleared then, and surgery went well and all that stuff. But as I was going through all that, I certainly revisited my what I expect from the healing codes and from this work and from Trilogy, and realized that I've been doing this for 15 years, you know, generally at least once a day, some kind of coding. And sometimes a lot more serious than that, sometimes, you know, skipping a day or so. But it reminded me of what we say and what we believe, and that is that we're working on underlying issues of the heart, and that physical issues may or may not be affected or responsive to that work. And when there's a physical problem, we need to, what did my little disclaimer say? Seek out a trusted medical professional. And I thought, I've been saying that for a lot of years, but I haven't done it very well. So, well, I didn't know there was an issue because I didn't have any symptoms. But anyway, it just kind of changed a little bit my, not my intention, I don't think, but my expectation of what might or might not come in my physical life as a result of doing this work. Now, I have seen a lot of good stuff, and I know that I'm in better physical condition than I would be otherwise. And when they were asking all those questions they have to ask before surgery, you know, about all the things that are wrong with you and what kind of medications you take and all that stuff, and I just said, no, 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 no. And they look at me and they say, well, you're just almost perfect. And I said, well, as soon as you get this little thing fixed, I will be perfect again. And they just laughed, you know. But I'm pretty sure that a lot of that, quote, perfection, unquote, or lack of physical problems, is due to doing this work and being involved in what we're doing here. But it didn't take care of everything, and I needed to be aware of that. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. Does anybody have a comment about that or along that line, or just bring up something for you that you'd like to say, or would you like to challenge me about it or anything? I would appreciate feedback if you have it. Patricia.
Oh, hi, Kay. Thank you for sharing that with us. That was very, very interesting, and I'm glad you got through it so well. This is surgery. You did what you needed to do, and I understand in this instance exactly why you made that decision. It's always, I mean, I was kind of brought up to, you know, avoid going to doctors too. Not that we never went. We would go, but we weren't a family who went there a lot or depended on it. You know, well, I guess we were blessed with good enough health that we didn't really have to. But then I was also introduced to a religion that avoided doctors too when I was 16, and I would read that writing for on and off for many years, and so I really would, in this instance, I mean, I avoid going to doctors unless I really need to, but in this instance, I don't know how I would handle the situation other than I would actually hope that I would have the strength to you know, depend on the healing codes. I believe in them so much, and I've gotten such benefit from them. But if I had somebody, you know, and chances are I would, if it comes to that, there will be somebody, if I let on that I have this symptom or whatever, that'll be exactly in the position that, you know, that your daughter was in, and she would be that way. So I don't know what I would do. I would really like to be able to depend on the codes and give it a shot. because, yeah. But again, we'll, you know, maybe better, maybe it will. Who knows? But I, you know, whatever you did was right for you, and I don't think it's going to affect your ascension in any way, because you're such a good person. You're such a good person at heart. That's always the main thing, is, you know, your intention and the love in your heart and how you're expressing it, and you did what you felt was best, you know, in the situation to put your daughter at ease, and I think that's beautiful.
The scripture
it's
that
not
came
always
to me
about
was
us.
Yeah, the scripture that came to me was from 1 Corinthians 13, and it's that one that says, if I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, I'm nothing. If I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. And I thought, I think the love part's more important here.
It is. It always is. It, of course. That's it.
So I believe that prayer and the codes and all that is what triggered me to know that I needed to go get these tests all done.
Yes.
And overcame the reluctance to do that.
Yeah.
And, so I think it all worked out exactly like it's supposed to. And I'm doing just fine.
Yeah. The love is always the most important thing in any situation. Yeah. It is not always going to look like the way we might have ideally planned it, but that doesn't mean that, you know, you shouldn't follow your heart, because one should. I mean, that's, what other guide do we have? You know, God, the Bible, our heart, you know, on alignment. So, good for you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to mute you now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have a comment or question or anything else you'd like to say about that, or your own experience? Or you'd certainly like to encourage others by, in whatever way they need to be encouraged. If they're still having physical issues and wishing they weren't because they're doing the codes every day, then maybe they need to be encouraged. You know? Sometimes we just have things for other reasons. We don't know why. Patricia, go ahead.
It's me again. I thought of another thing. You know, it's very likely. I would suspect that you're having gone through this. Well, surgery can be traumatic. Our defenses are down, and it brings us to a place spiritually where I think you're more open to love than if you had achieved a healing, you know, doing the codes. So I think this could absolutely be part of the healing, because as I think I mentioned it to you, I know I mentioned it to somebody on the call, and it's not nearly like what you've been through, but when I had the flu January 1st, I do remember talking about this, and it brought me so low spiritually. But if I hadn't been through that, when I came out of it, I really appreciated things so much more. People, you know, I would dry at the drop of a hat. But I was so moved by everything, and things had so much more meaning. Now, if a person is going to code their problem away, I don't know if they get to those levels, like a real trauma does. So I mean, you know, God works in all these different ways. He really does. So,
I agree, and I have had 2 weeks after the surgery, right after I came back from visiting the surgeon, I got the flu, and so then I was down for another 2 weeks trying to get the flu finished, and my emotions had just been everywhere. I mean, I had the spring is hard for me anyway. So between the end of February and the end of March, there are three grief anniversaries that are really difficult for me, my mother and my daughter and my husband. And so I have, you know, that time of the year is difficult for me anyway. And then I was emotionally on this roller coaster as well during that time, and then had the flu, and I was going. My daughter did not know who I was for a while.
Sure.
Going, Mom, are you going to be okay? I just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, she was not sure of who this person was that lived in our house. But
I understand.
It's getting better.
Yeah, you were hit really hard. But I think that happens to people, also especially to people on the spiritual path, too. This is a time of deep testing. You know, and cleansing and working on it. But I just want to add one thing. You know, my mother died in 2015, and we were extremely close. And it's been hard for me over the last few years. But lately, the last few months, not that I don't miss her, but I haven't felt that horrible, horrible grief that I was feeling so, like, destitute and forlorn because I was concentrating. A couple months ago, I found those healing codes too, which I hadn't done for a while. And then I started doing them on various relationships, including the one with your mother, your relationship with your mother, your relationship with your father. And I did that a lot, especially when I would miss her, I would do that. I've been fine for, you know, several months now regarding that. So those codes they really work. Those healing code too for the different relationships.
I think we all find ones that are specifically and especially helpful at specific special times for us. And they're just a gift. The whole thing is a gift, and I'm thankful for it.
Absolutely. I am so, so grateful for Dr. Lloyd and his being open to getting, you know, the download of the codes originally and what he's done with it for everybody. Such, as you say, a gift. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other comments? Yes. Okay.
Hi, Kay. Thank you for sharing tonight. I just wanted to share that it was a couple of years ago. I had a mammography done, and it wound up showing that I had some cells, and in a particular area, I guess, of my breast, where the doctor and the pathologist or a doctor, you know, didn't know, you know, whether I had, you know, whether we couldn't tell, you know, whether it was cancer or not unless I did the surgery. Well, you know, I really didn't want to. And, of course, before I moved up here, I worked for a couple of years with a naturopath who didn't really agree in having mammography. And I don't know why the issues behind that, but anyway, she didn't. So, anyway, I had to, you know, and of course, I was friends with Patricia, one of the other coaches on the call, Patricia.
Alan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alan. And she goes, well, Candy, you know, and she went out and she goes, well, you know, you if you have it done, you're going to put your mind at ease compared to if you don't have it done, you're not going to, really know. And so I decided, you know, and my brother, Mr. was mad at me because I wasn't, you know, going to go, you know, do anything, you know. And So I went up to the doctor's office back and said, you know, I'm going to go through it. This time my brother, I was too. So I did, and it didn't show, you know, a surgical procedure, like an outpatient basis. And so I had the procedure done. It didn't, you know, the it was non-cancerous, which I was very thankful for. But in the process, I was able the assistant to the doctor, anyway, she allowed me to have, she had it in a container. I could actually look at the tissues that she took out. It was in a container. I held it we prayed together, and I had the opportunity to witness to the study about the Lord, and I thanked the Lord because I just felt like he was going to bring what, you know, I was really close to the Lord to the point that if it was meant for me to have surgery, I would go through it, he would bring me through it. And so, but so anyway, it was a way for me to witness, but I thank the Lord for giving me the strength and to go, because I would not have known either way. And my grandma did have, of course, she already passed, but in the process of passed, after her passing, and an autopsy showed that she did have, you know, I guess a form of breast cancer. So, you know, I really learned. And actually, I know a lot about, you know, a lot of muscle testing. I'm not the best at it. But when I have been in I've actually have tested two different times in front of the mammography machine with nobody being in there. And I've not, you know, detected any radiation or anything. So, you know, I've met some really fine people that are in, that work in that area, that do it day in and day out. And like one girl, she was in a situation like I was. And hers is, you know, not cancerous, but she's kind of, you know, sometimes you don't know unless you go ahead and go through the non-outpatient surgery. And it wasn't anything, you know. She deadened me, you know, positioned me, and deadened, you know, the breast, but it wasn't painful. It was just kind of like getting a shot, you know, but it wasn't painful or anything. And then I've gone through, you know, because of my mom and the type of strokes that she's had and trying to educate other people and help, encourage, support, that I've gone through every year just to get a basic physical. And of course, if I notice something, I tell the doctor and everything. But I think we do have to pay attention, and we decide ourselves whether to go supplements for prescription drugs or whatever it might be. And I'm not here to tell somebody what to do because I think it's an individual thing. But I do think the codes really do help us. The ones of us that do the codes, I think it does help us give us a peace, you know, a peace of mind. Whether you're doing when I do the trilogy, I mean, I like the universal code too, and I like the healing codes too. But think of the trilogy when I do it. I think it just gives me an extra boost of energy, and I really do feel like when you encompass all three of those points of the trilogy, you know, God's giving, which I feel like I'm getting an extra, you know, that the river of life is flowing through me. And I think that's what God desires for us as believers. He wants the river of life to flow through us so that we can, flow to others. And how I mean that is be an example, encourage people, be there for people, let them know that you as a person care, and just to be the light of the world that we are to be as believers. And that's all I have to say for tonight. And blessings to everyone.
Thank you, Candy.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. I did have opportunity to tell the doctors and the nurses and everybody that they had been prayed for, that I had prayed for them to be the smartest they'd ever been and the most capable and the most astute, and and they said, thank you. You know? So anyway, they got some dose of, there's somebody higher than you. And the people I interacted with knew that. You could tell. So that was a good thing. Okay, well, we've got closed our evening. Does anybody else have a comment or question or something you'd like to say? Yes, Patricia.
Hi, Kate. I just did want to mention that I noticed that you weren't there a lot on the Healing Codes call on Thursday night, so I don't want you to think I didn't notice you weren't there.
Right.
I missed you.
That's okay. That's okay. I only had to change out. You know, there are five of us that take turns here anyway.
Yeah.
So I only had to change out, I think, one or two of my sessions. But
yeah,
a couple
but
of
I,
them I
did. Yeah, I
felt that. Pretty weak. And I did those in the afternoons because I was feeling a little stronger in the afternoons. So anyway.
Oh, I see. Because I didn't hear you at night. I only tune in at night. But yeah, okay. Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm glad
that.
To have you back anyway, just so you know. We're very glad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All
good.
Right.
That's good. Right. It's good to be on and good to talk with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you all like to do one more trilogy process?
Sure.
We can do it.
Sure.
And let the focus of it be any wisdom we need, anything that we need to know, anything that we need to see that we haven't seen, understand that we haven't understood, that we would ask that those barriers to that be removed, and we'd be able to take in that information and process it in a way that's good for us. How's that for for an intention? Okay. We're going to tap, eyebrow, temple, under the eye, upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone, soft spot, thymus, under the arm, under the nipple, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot, 9G on the back of the hand, eyes open, closed, open, look down left, down right, circle up and over to down left, circle back up and over to down right, hum, count, 27, 28, 29, 30. Hum. Okay, encoding, both hands bridge. We ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories be found and opened and healed so that we might be able to take in and process information that's good for us. Both hands, Adam's apple. That we might be healed by infusing your truth and love and light and life into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands, jaws. Just remember to breathe. You might need to remember to breathe too, although if you're not talking, it's probably not as much problem. Both hands, temples. Palm at the base, left palm base of the skull, right palm forehead. Switch. Both hands, lower belly. Now the third part, way at the base, we're going to move up and ask that this river of energy be powerful and abundant, filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it might flow through those energy centers, which are balanced, and reach our heart and soul and self. Base of the skull. Second time, start at the base of the torso. I'm just moving up a little quicker since I'm not talking. Over the crown. The base of the skull, And one more time just for frosting on the cake. And I feel like saying amen. So, amen and amen. Okay. Any other comments or questions? Thank you for being here. I'm going to open the lines. Thank you all. Appreciate your attendance and your attention and whatever else, your prayers and all the things that you do. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Kay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hi, Patricia. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks, Candy. Good night.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.